Enjoy Black Friday while you can, if you're in France, that is. France adopted an amendment this week that would ban ads around this massive day after Thanksgiving shopping spree, even though France does not celebrate Thanksgiving. The amendment is part of the country's anti-waste law. And Christine Carpentier says Black Friday is disastrous for the environment. She's with Envie, a French environmental group that started the anti-Black Friday movement they call Green Friday.
We are really proud of this political awareness. We pushed to raise this awareness because as Envie and as Green Friday, we communicate a lot about climate disasters, of this overconsumption and this overproduction.
In the U.S., Black Friday has become the day where you can get deals and discounted prices on holiday gifts like toys and gadgets and clothing. It's really important for people who don't have a lot of resources, and it's a way to get ahead on holiday shopping. If people are going to do the shopping anyway, what is wrong with that?
I don't agree with you. Most of the time, it's just propaganda and lie because we have, you know, very active non-profit consumer organizations in France, and they observe the reality of this prices reduction. And they let us know and publish studies. Most of companies who participate in Black Friday announce 70% of price reductions, but in the reality, it's less than 2%. You know, it's a real problem because there is a huge communication. It looks like propaganda, but there is a gap with the reality.
Over the past few years, I know there's been a growing concern about overconsumption in France, but France also has its own weeks-long sale events in the summer and winter, Les Soldes.
Yep.
So
Les Soldes, exactly.
What makes that different? What makes that different from Black Friday?
They are strictly regulated by law. That's why politics want to ban Black Friday, because it's a question of law.
So Black Friday essentially is this big sale day that's not even regulated in France.
Yes, at the moment it's not allowed. However, it happens. That's the point.
So, Anne-Christine, is it your hope that eventually Black Friday just disappears in France and other parts of the world and also in the U.S.?
No. We don't want people to feel guilty in buying what they want. It's a kind of freedom, of liberty. But I wish people can have the good information to buy more responsible and more ethical.
So that's kind of the philosophy. I'm looking out of our studio window at a big sneaker store, and the parking lot right now is packed, people trying to get deals. So what would be your advice on how to be a better consumer?
Okay, then, when you buy something, never buy it because the price is lower. Ask yourself, do I really need it? And then buy things that can last and that can be repaired.
More sustainable.
Exactly.
And Christine Carpentier with Envie, one of the groups behind Green Friday, an anti-Black Friday initiative in France and Belgium. And Christine, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
The French may not want Black Friday, but when it comes to Thanksgiving leftovers, they are nailing it. Head to theworld.org to find out how they do it.